This is your Paragon News update for October 5th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. Two California men were arrested in Beckham County recently after being found with over 100 pounds of marijuana. According to a probable cause affidavit, 31-year-old Richard Pena and 28-year-old Adrian Sharik Ramirez, both of Buena Park, California, were pulled over by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol near the 10-mile marker for allegedly following too closely on September 22nd. While talking with the suspects, the OHP trooper would note that the two suspects were acting extremely nervous and would also smell an odor of marijuana. The trooper would place both suspects in handcuffs while he conducted a search of the vehicle. There, the trooper would find six black duffel bags and a suitcase that contained a total of 150 vacuum-sealed packages of marijuana. Both suspects were booked into the Beckham County Jail, where they both received a felony charge of trafficking in illegal drugs. During the latest meeting of the Oak City Commission, commissioners approved the purchase of property on Route 66 on the east side of the city. City Manager Tom Iveser says the property was a former motel before the city declared the property dilapidated and had it torn down. Iveser said the owners of the property and the city agreed on a purchase price of $25,000.
We're contacted by the owner asking if we were interested in purchasing. And we went through multiple rounds of what we'd be willing to pay. And we came up with $25,000, what we agreed upon. And then we ordered a title opinion, make sure the title was clear. Owner got a mortgage release. The title is now clear, except for Elk City's lien, which is approximately $160,000. And that's what prevented the owner from selling.
Iveser said he anticipates the property will be bought and utilized soon by a future business. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation has announced that nearly $8 billion in upgrades has been approved for highways across Oklahoma. Two projects are planned to take place right here in western Oklahoma. ODOT officials said the eight-year construction work plan for 2022 to 2029 was approved on Monday, meaning ODOT will commit nearly $2 billion into highway infrastructure, with nearly $8 billion by the end of the decade. One project approved is a four-lane project on U.S. 283 from State Highway 55 at Rocky to Cordell in Ouachita County. That is estimated to cost around $22 million. $484 million was approved by the Transportation Commission in preventive maintenance through the Companion Asset Preservation Plan for 2022 to 2025. That plan will see nearly 2,296 miles of roadway improvements, which includes more than 1,013 miles of safety improvements on two-lane highways with deficient or no shoulders. ODOT said a portion of State Highway 33 between Custer City and Thomas in Custer County will be a part of the shoulder widening project. Another project of local interest will see the reconstruction of the Bridgeport Bridge on U.S. 81 at the Canadian Caddo County line. In state news, clemency denied for a death row inmate. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
By a vote of 3-2, the state pardon parole board today denied clemency for death row inmate John Grant, who was given the death penalty for the 1998 stabbing death of a kitchen supervisor at the Dick Connor Correctional Center in Hominy in 1998. Grant's attorneys say that he suffered severe abuse as a child and is remorseful for his actions. Grant chose not to appear virtually before the board today. He is scheduled to be executed October 28th at the state penitentiary in McAllister. Now, Oklahoma has not executed an inmate in 6 years. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $78.99. That's up $1.37. Brent crude at $82.57, up $1.31. Natural gas at $6.43. That's up 53 cents. Recapping our top story, a Beckham County traffic stop leads to a large drug bust. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 5th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.